Hey everybody, Saul Marquez here, and welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. We are recording today's episode live at the Vive event in Los Angeles, California. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Joe Hernandez on the podcast. He's the Vice President of Channel Sales at Blue IP. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Saul. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So look, hey, before kicking things off, tell us a little more about you, your background, and Blue IP. What is it that you guys do?
Yeah, so we're a carrier. We focus on artificial intelligence and virtual agents in the technology space. So essentially what we do is we work with payers and providers that are interested in introducing virtual agents in a contact center environment, augmenting staff, replacing their on-prem phone system with more sophisticated technologies that'll enable them to use cloud technologies a little bit more effectively.
Love it. Appreciate that. How do you see digital transformation, speaking of cloud technology, reshaping healthcare delivery in 2024? And what are the main challenges and opportunities this presents?
I think that 2024 will continue to be an exciting time for healthcare and the overall market. The sheer amount of data analysis and effort that goes into providing quality care for all, for the underserved, as well as those that can't afford healthcare and insurance, the sheer amount of data analysis and effort is overwhelming. What that means is that the manual efforts, the technologies that were used prior are just not enough. So what I think is that hospitals and healthcare providers and payers will continue to adopt technologies that will enable them to do it in more of an automated fashion and introduce technologies that before they wouldn't even consider or were not even available. So I think over the course of the next 10 years and then even beyond, it's going to be very exciting to see the technologies and solutions that are adopted by both providers and payers.
Yeah, for sure. And around these technological shifts and innovations, can you share some of the most exciting technological innovations that you think are going to significantly improve patient care and outcomes?
Yeah, it's obvious that AI is the most exciting technology and most exciting advancement to impact the healthcare market. There are so many areas in which this is actually true, depending on the area that you focus on. My specialty is surrounding call center agents and agent assist type applications. So what that looks like is call center agent augmentation and providing call center agents tools to provide a better service to patients and other businesses that are calling in and asking questions to that provider. So agent augmentation is one in which a call center agent, virtual agent, will work alongside of a group of call center agents and answer those mundane questions that typically come in that can certainly be handled by a virtual agent. So information and questions surrounding questions about the facility, visiting hours and hours of operation and where do visitors park and so on and so forth. Those are the easy ones. But in addition to that, agent augmentation could actually, and virtual agents can handle inbound inquiries like scheduling, setting schedules, modifying schedules, canceling scheduled appointments, pharmacy type operations like refills, cancellations, so on and so forth. So virtual agents are very good at handling those inbound inquiries and therefore freeing up those call center agents that are very knowledgeable and know how to work with patients, allowing them to work with those patients and interface with those patients and giving them more time to do so because the virtual agents are handling the other mundane questions that typically they'd have to spend time on. Other areas are integrating knowledge bases to effectively provide better patient care and interaction between the patient and the healthcare system. So those ones are, I think, the most exciting, having a virtual agent work alongside of agents, actual live call center agents, is really going to make a major impact and very exciting for us.
Yeah, that's huge. And the virtual agent is one piece. There's also the technology infrastructure, right? From my understanding, Joe, the infrastructure has gotten a lot more streamlined and actually less costly.
It's true. It's true. So one of the things that we do and we focus on, so we have customers that are very large, well-known household names from a healthcare facility and hospital group. Now, what we also do is we provide these services to what we call FQHCs, the federally qualified health centers. And what we do is we try to provide these technologies in a manner that is affordable to those providers that dedicate their services to providing service to the underserved. They struggle often with technology. They struggle with staffing. In virtual agents and AI are technologies that, if they're provided in the proper manner, can be provided and consumed by some of the smaller FQs that don't have the funds that the Mayo Clinic, that Cedars-Sinai, and other major health systems actually have access to. So the exciting thing is that the technology is there. Providing that technology and enabling all providers to consume it is very exciting, because it is consumable, it is affordable, and the idea that a smaller clinic cannot employ these technologies or deploy these technologies is not even a question anymore. That's something that's very exciting to us. It makes us very proud to be involved in that process and working with these communities, the Medicaid community.
Yeah, that's great. I really love that. It's about technology that works, technology that's democratized, and you guys have done that from large IDNs that you work with to the small FQHCs. There's no stone unturned, which is really exciting about what you guys offer. AI and machine learning, two buzzwords that we keep hearing here in at the meeting and in healthcare in general. In what ways do you see these technologies making a tangible impact on both healthcare providers and patients?
Yeah, my skill set and our expertise, like I said, surrounds contact centers and cloud-based PBXs. But we're students of artificial intelligence and machine learning. We've been doing it for a very long time. And I truly think that one of the most impactful technologies as it relates to AI and machine learning actually surround something that we don't even offer. It's just in the market, and that's ambient recording. So what that looks like is when a patient goes to an appointment and they have an encounter with their physician, an ambient call recording solution will listen to that conversation. And then after the encounter, the ambient call recording solution will assist the physician to do the charting necessary, and also provide a health plan and the necessary paperwork to wrap up that encounter. No matter how much technology we roll out, no matter how much solutions as it relates to providing faster service, better service to patients, physicians, there's a huge shortage of physicians. And our job, I think, is to provide technologies to these physicians that allow them to work more efficiently so that they could see more patients and have a more intimate conversation with them, an empathetic conversation with them, as opposed to being focused on charting as they're having that interaction and that encounter. So I think that is likely the most impactful, I believe, because again, it's solving the problem of the shortage of physicians and the ability for the physicians to actually see these patients and work with the patients and help them. I think that's one of the most exciting ones.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And yeah, we've had a lot of conversations here at the event for the podcast around technologies like the ambient recording. Technologies.
Yeah.
Just how can we help physicians, care providers practice at the top of their license, right? So it's definitely a promising tech.
Yeah,
there.
That's something that we hear a lot of. We talk to, like I said, a lot of providers, and they're looking for technology to help their staff work more efficiently and provide better care. But there's also this overwhelming obstacle is the shortage of physicians, those that are actually providing care. That's really a big challenge. So I think if you can, you know, roll out a technology like ambient recording that reduces the amount of time it takes for those physicians to do the paperwork, come up with a care plan and diagnose as well, I think that's very impactful. And it's very much like what we do for hospital staff. So if you could automate those processes that are a bit mundane and repetitive for the staff, it frees them up to work with those patients that need to interface with a live person. It's very much the same with physicians. By automating some of the repetitive tasks like charting and diagnosing simple diagnoses like a common cold or the flu or something like that, If we can provide that and leverage AI and machine learning to help them with that, then they can focus on those patients that truly need more attention, and they could provide better care. So they go hand in hand.
Yeah, for sure. And Joe, you had touched on access, right?
Yeah.
Access, Tequity. Your organization's working hard, I know, based off of our conversations, to provide access. So what else are you guys doing with healthcare technology to make it accessible and equitable, particularly underserved or rural communities?
So this population and these providers, the FQs and rural health centers, they often want to employ technology. They often want to subscribe to new technologies, but they don't have either access to it or even know of it. So what we do is we get involved with our customers in this space, and we work with them to promote these technologies. We work with them to share their experiences in employing these technologies. And we do a lot of work as it relates to partnering with these organizations. We are a relatively small provider. We are a carrier, just like AT&T is, but a small, more boutique type provider. So it gives us the ability and the agility to introduce these technologies in a way that they could actually afford and truly partner with us in what the net result of that is, in working with them and providing more of a partnership with them in technology for healthcare. It enables them to come to us and say, look, what you guys have deployed, you guys helped us with our phone system, the least common denominator, if you will. Then our patient population is in fact consuming and using the virtual agent that we've put in place. Our call center agents are now freed up to help these patients that need a live body, right? Now we are struggling with a different issue. So they bring these issues to us, and because we're a software development firm, we're a cloud technology provider, we're able to provide services to them and come up with solutions to help them meet these challenges that they have on an ongoing basis, not just what's listed on our price sheet, if you will. And what we find is as the years progress and the more customers we bring on, the more and more features and functions we're able to actually develop for them and introduce them to the complete community as a whole.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, and you mentioned in your comments that you're a carrier as well. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, in the telecom space, historically, there's been manufacturers that manufacture phone systems like your Cisco's and Avaya's and Nortel's and so on and so forth. And then there's carriers, and they're typically separate organizations. So we are a carrier and a cloud PBX provider. That means that, like I said, just like AT&T, we're shrunk down. We are registered with the FCC. And what that does is it enables us to go into a health system and a hospital, 600-bed hospital, 900-bed hospital, and help them replace their on-prem phone system that is aging and is failing and out of support. And then what we can do is, because we're a carrier, we could essentially carve out a portion of our carrier network for these providers. A lot of these providers are large enough that they should, in fact, have resources that a carrier actually has. That means access to direct numbers, access to toll-free numbers, access to circuits, so they can do migrations. They're all 24/7, 365 mission-critical organizations. So they should have access to do migrations, to do maintenance, without impacting other aspects of their business and other departments. And that's what carriers are designed for. That's what carriers do. That's how we're actually built out. So as a carrier, we're able to deliver these solutions to these large health systems and essentially make them a carrier. So when we do stuff like that, it only enables them to develop what we call carrier redundancy solutions, which is, again, unheard of in the market. For example, we have customers that struggle with outages from AT&T on an annual basis, right? I mean, that means, and other providers.
I just got hit by one of those.
Right.
Most recently.
It happens. Yeah. It happens. And if you can imagine, a regular occurrence is a health system can no longer receive inbound calls, right? And that means that can happen for a full day and even multiple days. When that happens, it's absolutely catastrophic for a health system. That means patients can't call in. I mean, you can only imagine. So as a carrier, we're actually able to design solutions that if an underlying provider has an outage, we could fail over to another provider and keep that health system in business. Those types of solutions are required to provide the most optimal patient care for these health systems, especially the large organizations, which we also do business with. And it also enables them to migrate their on-prem technologies like their phone system and their contact centers out to the cloud, and then giving them access to these cloud solutions and APIs and low-code and no-code type applications that enable them to introduce workflows that are really impactful to their business. It's not just a phone system anymore. It's not just a call center. It's actually technologies that are designed to work with other technologies to introduce more efficient workflows. So that's what we specialize in.
That's fantastic. A great opportunity for redundancy, reliable network, a reliable system there. So really great opportunity, Joe. Look, man, this has been super interesting. Thank you for sharing everything that you and the Blue IP team does. What closing thought would you leave our listeners with?
What I would say is I believe that everybody shares in the same excitement. Coming to these events and seeing the different technologies and seeing the healthcare market adopt technology to provide better care and enhance population health is really exciting. So I would just say, hey, listen, this is a great time for the healthcare community. It's a great time for Americans that are investing, whether you're a technology provider, software developer, a payer, anybody in this community. It really is exciting, and it's a great business to be in. So really excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys are doing a big part of that lift and shift for these organizations.
Right.
So very exciting. Thank you for being with us today. And where can people learn more about you and the Blue IP team?
Yeah, so we're pretty good at hiding who we are. So we are Blue IP. That's Blue IP without the E, so BLUIP.com. Please go to our website, see what we do, and reach out to us. There's different mechanisms that you can reach out to us for. So I'm happy to help. And Sal, I really appreciate this time. It's been great. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for being with us. And folks, make sure you check out the show notes on today's podcast, where we'll leave a summary of our discussion with Mr. Joe Hernandez and links to ways to get in touch. Joe, thanks again.
Thank you, Saul.